Bernie's Got It Here continues, 102.3 XLC West. And Leah, we welcome Nancy Hibden from Veritas Music and Learning Center. Nancy, how's it going?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Now, I didn't know. I live in Gurnee, but I didn't even know where you guys were located. So real quick. It's Washington and...
Washington and Cemetery.
Washington and Cemetery. Okay, I could kind of picture it, but you guys don't just do music. You're a learning center as well, so we want to discuss that. And you celebrated your 10-year anniversary in 2020. What a year to celebrate an anniversary.
Well, we joke that we started in the height of the recession in 2010, and then our 10th anniversary was 2020, so we survived.
You did. That's we started all that matters.
I've been teaching piano in my home since I was 16.
Okay.
My grandmother was a school teacher as well as a music teacher. My mom was a school teacher as well as a music teacher, so it kind of runs in my family. My husband has a degree in finance as well as an IT guy. So the combination of those two made it work together well so we could start this. I had 84 students and a waiting list of 16 students in my home. I had a couple of friends that I had academic tutoring and had music tutoring, and I said, or music lessons. And I said, how about we do this thing together?
You're like, okay.
And so we did.
We got to get a place for this. Y'all can't be coming to my house anymore.
Right.
So you and your husband started the business, mm-hmm. which is awesome. And as you mentioned, you offer music lessons and academic classes. Tell us more about that.
So like I said, I have the education background as well as the music background. And we had a friend who had test prep, and so that's how we started right away with test prep. And then I have an amazing group of teachers who have, all of them have bachelor's degrees, some of them have master's degrees in all of their areas. And so we started with 7 teachers with the test prep as well as a few music lessons. I moved my 84 students over and sat in a mostly empty place for the first year until we grew. A lot of what we have come because a teacher has that particular skill.
Right.
Or somebody asked for it. So we've had several languages throughout the year because somebody asked for it.
Okay.
Somebody asked for banjo, so I found a banjo teacher.
Oh, nice. So you guys really do music-wise, you cover it all, piano.
Yeah, we pretty much have all of the music instruments, band instruments, all the stringed instruments.
Okay.
Which I think is missing in the Gurnee area. There's not a lot of string programs in this area. We have a lot of folks that move from other places, and they say there's no... orchestra program in this area.
My husband and I were talking about this the other night. What is it? What is the instruments like a stand up bass?
Like a string bass?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just called a string
bass. String bass.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Or an upright bass.
Are you talking about the big one? Isn't that a cello, the really big one?
No, well, that cello is smaller than an upright bass.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, that's all it's called though, is a string bass. Do you guys
or, or an upright bass?
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. That's what I want to learn how to play. It just looks so cool up there on stage doing it.
I don't think
you're
very musically inclined.
Okay. And that was my next
monotone,
question.
I just want to.
It's just not singing lessons.
I know, but if you're that monotone, I don't think you're really going to grasp the music thing.
Nancy, do you agree with that statement?
I'm going to be neutral. I'll be Switzerland.
Dang it. We have another Switzerland here. Tim is Switzerland usually. So it's funny that you say that because I have 2 sons who are very athletic. And then I have my daughter. She's beautiful. I love her so much.
She's
but we've done the sports thing and she just can't. And I asked my husband. I was like, maybe it's music that we need to get her into. So she's going to be 6 this Friday. What is the age range there of your students?
We've had students as young as 3 and 4.
Okay.
We actually have piano curriculum and string curriculum for kids that are pre-readers.
Oh, wow.
And then the oldest student I ever had was 86.
Wow.
And she wanted to play piano. And she wanted to be able to play hymns, but she cursed through the entire lesson. I was 16 at the time.
Oh, that's
like,
funny.
Oh, no. But we have all age ranges.
That's really cool.
So it's a lot of fun.
So how many instructors do you have now?
We've always had we started with 7.
Yeah.
We started with 5 rooms, and we keep adding walls in our space.
Wow.
And we have 9 rooms now. And we have between 35 and 40, depending on, we have some teachers that come and go because... It's hard to find teachers with master's degrees that are going to do part-time.
Yeah.
But we have usually around 35-ish.
Okay.
Between the academic and the music together. And
so,
tetrising all 9 rooms with 35 teachers is fun.
That's what I was just going to say. I'm sure that's super interesting.
Yeah.
Well, like most schools and learning centers last year, big challenge for everybody. But for you guys doing the ongoing education, As COVID continues, are you guys doing virtual lessons?
Absolutely.
Or? Okay.
My husband said in January, this is something he saw COVID coming.
Yeah.
And all during February, he said, we need to have a plan.
Plan.
And so the five of us, my three children, my son out in Seattle, who is a graphic designer, my daughter who does Google Analytics, and my other son who's a video major.
Damn, you got a cover.
And then my husband with a finance degree, the five of us had a family meeting and Zoomed my son in from Seattle. And in 48 hours, we had a hybrid program 2 weeks before everybody shut down. So we had it all going and offered online before it became necessary. So then 2 weeks in, then when everything shut down,
you were able to just transition. Yeah. That's really cool. Now, how can students get started at Veritas?
You can call us. You want to say the number 224-399-9099. You can find our website, veritascenter.net. You can email me directly, veritascenter@gmail.com.
Excellent.
We always offer a free intro meeting
with
any teacher, so you can meet the teacher and see if you're a good fit before you jump in.
That's awesome.
See the facility.
Great. Nancy, thank you so much for what you're doing and bringing to the Gurnee area. We really appreciate it. But before I let you go, Gurnee's got to ask you what your Gurnee go-to is.
Well, Riverside Cafe. I just went to it for the first time with a friend so 2 weeks ago. It's wonderful. They have good food and good atmosphere. It was a good day.
Yes. Yep. Yes, I agree. That we hear Riverside Cafe a lot.
It's on there a lot, yeah.
And she opened up during the pandemic. Yeah. So I'm like, you're doing pretty well.
That's right.
Doing pretty well. Nancy, again, thank you so much for being on with Gurnee's Got It on 102.3 XLC.